This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think this is a conversation any of us want to have with our kids, but if you haven't talked to your kids about mental health and suicide awareness, this is the time to do it. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ, have you talked to your kids in light of this story, this girl that stepped off the building, was at School of the Arts, and she's passed away. And obviously mental health issues, very sad. There's counselors available for the kids at the school. But have you talked to your kids about
the terrifying thing is only 15. She was only 15. And so, yes, it immediately triggered a conversation. Actually, last night I was watching the news, and when I heard that she was deceased, I was like, oh my gosh, my son's over on his laptop. He goes, what? And I go, we got to talk. And I shut the TV off. And he goes, oh, here we go. Like, he rolled his eyes. I go, listen, honey, I want you to understand that you're going to feel things, right? Especially because you're 13 now. In the next several years, you are going to feel emotions that you don't understand. You are going to, things are going to happen to you that you're going to feel like are never going to end. There's no, you know, there's no hope. There's, I go, trust me, because I've lived with mental health issues my entire life. And I want you to know that you can come to me. There is nothing you can't tell me. Like, that's how I, and he goes, mom, you know, I go, you don't feel like that today, but there may come a time where you do. And I just want you to know on that day, I'm going to go to my mom. Because Breen said a report said like 90% of these kids who have these, they did a survey in these schools, our local area schools, by the way, that a majority of them have never thought about getting help, have never thought about calling a hotline, have never thought about anything. That's why I want my kid to know it's right here in the house. You don't have to call anyone. Of course, those are always available to you.
Yeah.
But I just, and I know it was urgent and desperate, but that's the only, I guess that's the only way I thought the message would get across to him. I've always been really open and verbal with my kids about
everything
about that.
Yes.
It just, it, you know, it's heartbreaking, but it's also like, okay, how are we going to prevent this from happening again?
Yeah.
What can we do as parents to keep this from happening?
Well, and it's so scary. Those stats from Berkeley Breen about how many teenagers won't reach out and ask for help. My cousin died by suicide. She was 16. And it was right after prom season. It was like she had back-to-back proms with a boy from another school. And then it was right before school that it had happened. And there's always hope. The Suicide and Crisis Hotline is 988. If you ever need to talk to someone, that number is 988.
Because there's not necessarily red flags is what you're saying.
Yes. But
you know,
well,
it's
we know somebody we were both close with whose daughter died by suicide. No flags at all. Nothing.
It's like freshman year of college. It's so, it's just planting that seed. That's all we can do. I know it's as parents, it's another thing that's tough that we need to address. But it's, for me, it's so important just because of my family history. And I tell my kids, hereditary genes, they haven't been kind to you already when it comes to this, you
right,
know,
right.
I want you to understand that there's tools, there's things that we can work on together to help you get through tough times and bad thoughts. So yeah, let us know if it sparked a conversation in your home.
Yeah, I haven't had that talk with my kids, but I'm going to. And it's just such an awkward, there's never a good time.
It's, it
there's
shouldn't never a right be time, awkward but, though. And I know, but it shouldn't be awkward
right.
Because if you're, if you're feeling awkward, they're going to feel that in you too. You know,
just, I like how you did it though. Close the laptop. We need to talk.
It's just a sincere, like, look, there is nothing you can't tell me.
Yeah.
And simple as that, Billy.
Suicide crisis hotline is 988. Maybe write that down, put it up on the fridge just in case.